You're listening to Two Rights Don't Make a Right,
where we'll give you our opinion,
but you better be ready to hear it. I feel like we're going to get a health update from Kim Richards.
Okay. What kind of health update?
Well, it's either going to be like my 2025, really good or really bad, I think.
Right. We are back!
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
To you too.
Thank you. It has felt like a hot second.
It has.
Since we've been behind the mics.
It has. And it's been very, very dry on the Bravo side of things as of late.
Yeah, I've had to watch a whole lot of random things that were not related to Bravo or Housewives at all. I had to really get creative.
Well, you really just thrashed your daddy show.
Yeah, for the love of deals. So I'm all up to date with
daddy's
that.
Daddy's in the twinks.
I'm up to date with all three seasons now.
Yep.
I also watched a movie with Lisa Rinna in it.
Yeah, Mummy Dearest?
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
Shocking
movie. It's terrible, isn't it?
It's not even a movie where you think it's so bad it's
good. That it's good? It's corny? It's shit.
It was terrible acting.
Yeah.
Do you know who actually did surprisingly well in that?
Who?
Her daughter.
Was that her actual daughter? Wait.
Her daughter was one of the friends at school, the blonde one.
Right. I see. I switched it off within about 20 minutes because I just went, this is fucking bozo.
Yeah. It pretty much stayed the same note the whole way through.
Yeah.
You know what the movie actually reminded me of? It's kind of like one of those movies that has the same feel like when you're in high school and they show like a why cyberbullying
yes,
is so bad.
Yeah. Or like drink driving and, you know,
it has that feel to it. Like a high school movie that they'd show you in school.
Like a shock factor movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's the premise? Is it the fact that she's getting bullied on text and it ends up being Lisa Rinna, like her own mum
that's
bullying her?
Yeah. Because essentially her mum's getting all of these benefits from her daughter being bullied. Like everyone feels sorry. Yeah. But surprisingly, so one of her real daughters was actually in the show. She probably had the best acting out of all of them. And
was it Amelia or?
No, the younger one. The blonde one.
Delilah?
Delilah. I think so.
Yeah.
And she, what's funny is, you know, when it's on Binge and, you know, the preview photo would come up, it's a photo of Lisa Rinna and her real daughter. I'm like, oh, okay, you're...
Interesting.
Not the main character at all, but what are you doing
just
here?
Just Lisa Rinna things.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I've watched.
Yeah, love that.
Terrible. So, we spent New Year's together.
We sure did. Well, I would say we spent half of New Year's together because I didn't invite you over till like 8:30.
Yeah, that's fine. I wanted to come over for a movie and then fuck off after that.
Yeah. I was trying really hard to stay home and do lots of self-care things for me. Mm. And then it got to a point of 8:30 and I messaged you and said, all right, do you want to come over and watch a movie? And you said, I thought you'd never fucking ask. I'm on my way.
I was so bored, but I didn't want to do anything.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to go to a party. I didn't want to. 2024 got the send-off that it deserved.
Yeah.
By doing absolutely nothing.
I didn't
want to acknowledge it anymore. I was done with it. I'm over it.
See, I felt that, but in a different way, not in like the grim way that you think about.
Yeah, mine was grim.
Very grim.
Yep.
I just did like, I tied my 2024 up in a neat little bow. I feel I ended my year perfectly, except for the Indian Street Party that was cranking at like 11 p.m. with the drums and the screaming and the lights. Very, very loud.
Yeah.
So I had my noise cancelling headphones on in bed when you left.
Great. Yeah. Did that work?
It actually did work because I put TikTok on as well. So I was laying down with my noise cancelling headphones and TikTok.
ASMR attention videos.
Literally. Yeah. Medical care.
It certainly wasn't like some of the New Year's parties that we've had.
Gosh, no. Some of those have been buck wild. Actually, we tried to have that a quiet New Year's one year a couple of years ago, and it was just you and I, and we were invited to a house party, but we said no.
Mm-hmm.
We were just going to spend New Year's together and just make a couple of cocktails and watch a movie. And then we just got fucking paro.
Yeah.
And I remember me and you went to go and sit on the lounge room couch, and I genuinely haven't felt that drunk in ages, where I was like spinning on the couch and I'm like, I'm either going to throw up or pass out right now. And we were like, fuck it, let's go to this house party. And we ended up there.
Yeah. And there's just so many random, I had never met those people until that day.
No.
And the amount of rogue things that happened.
Yes.
Like, I think the funniest part was someone had a vape and everyone was blowing smoke.
The vape circle. The vape circle.
Blowing smoke into people's mouths.
Yes. And you were blowing smoke into our friend Lauren's mouth, who you'd never met, I don't think. Her. And it was her house, and her boyfriend was there just watching.
And I was like, this guy is going to beat me up. Little does he know. Well, I mean, it's pretty obviously that he knew. Still, who was this random guy in my house blowing smoke into my missus?
And remember how horny I was for Brandon that night?
Oh, the backwards cap.
He had a backwards cap. I'm like,
are we looking at the same person?
He had a backwards cap on and his shirt was open. He's not by any means like.
Cap does not do anything for me, but.
Yeah. Oh, I was literally, every time I looked at him, I was like, oh my God.
He looks so hot.
Rogue.
Whilst he like let out a huge burp or something.
Literally.
Like,
and it was right. AJ's hat and he was like, I don't want that hat back. Yeah, rogue.
Or even, so we even went to that other party that one time. It was that shit shirt party.
No, it was Hawaiian shirt party.
Hawaiian shirt, sorry.
Yep.
And when the night had wrapped up, we got an Uber home. I got out of the Uber, didn't actually realize that I left my keys inside, like home.
That's when you're at your mum's house, yeah.
Yeah, when I was living at home. And so my mum wasn't home for New Year's. My stepsister and my brother were inside in... One was in like the front room, one was in the back room, and I was banging on the window like, wake up, please let me in. It's Ben, like it's Benny, it's please Ben. Let me in. Terrified. I was calling them.
Nothing.
And like, I mean like nonstop calls, like 20 calls each. And I was like, fuck, like what am I going to do? I then realized I'm like, oh, I could climb the fence, but the fence is like corrugated iron. Like, sharp as fuck. Yeah. So, mum got the paper delivered. You know how, like, they would throw it out. Yeah. I got the paper and, like, flapped it on the side of the fence to then use that to...
Innovative.
...pick myself up. Yeah, thank you. In desperate times. I was so desperate to get inside. And then I finally get over the fence and then I get to my brother's window. My brother's window is actually like blocked by something, so I couldn't actually bang on the window to wake him up. So I found this long stick and started whacking on the window like, wake up, wake
it's
up,
like a troll
wake
under
up.
The bridge. Yeah.
And I had to give up. It was like maybe 3 a.m. at that point, and I was like, fuck my life, I'm going to have to sleep outside.
Was it one of those nights, it was because obviously it was peak summer, but was it one of those
it
cold
was hot.
Nights?
No, it was hot, hot. Okay, that's but good. I still felt like, I was like, oh God, like, what am I going to do? So I found this blanket that mum had outside on her outdoor setting wrapped that around me. A huge huntsman had ran over me at the same time.
And you're like,
I was like, fuck it, whatever. Fell asleep on the deck chair, sitting like up straight as well. So when I woke up at 7 o'clock in the morning, my neck was stiff as fuck. And then I ended up banging on my brother's door, window again, and then he finally woke up and let me in.
Rogue.
So I spent the night sleeping in my backyard with some dusty blanket upright with a stiff as fuck neck.
Foul. That also reminds me, not a New Year's time, but it reminds me of a time that I had been out in town, and this was when Brandon lived at his dad's house, and everyone knows what Brandon's dad's house is like, and his bedroom like connects to the backyard. And I got home and I came home by myself and I was literally like, I could not have been any more snug and wrapped up in this bed. I was fast asleep, loving life. And it was like 6 a.m. and I hear someone walking on the deck and I'm like, who the fuck is that? Cause I was home alone. And then I hear this bang, bang, bang on the back door and I'm like, don't move. And then I hear, Jess, it's AJ. And it's our friend AJ. And he's like, let me in. And I'm just like, don't move. And he's like, Jess. Bang, bang, bang. Jazz, bang, bang, bang. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And I didn't move. And I told him later on, because then he was like, fuck, and he couldn't get inside. His car keys were inside. His house keys were inside the house. He was by himself. He doesn't even know how he got to Tony's house. He actually woke up in the neighbor's house across the road on their, they had a couch out the front. He was on the couch. He woke up on the couch.
Oh my God.
So then he's like, where the fuck am I? I'm at Tony's house. And then, yeah, he's like banging on it. I wouldn't let him in, but he didn't know I was in there. And then I only admitted it to him maybe like 3 years later that I could hear him the whole time banging on the door and I refused to let him in. And he was like, you fucking bitch. And he's like, why didn't you let me in? I'm like, I don't know. It's so
terrible.
Terrible friend. Like, what the fuck? He would have been so cold and just like, it's like 5 or 6 a.m. and he's like, fuck my keys. I can't even get an Uber because my house keys are inside. And I'm just like rugged up in the bed by myself.
Wait, did he have his phone?
I don't know.
Right.
Possibly. He probably was calling me as well and I was just ignoring them. Fuck. I don't even know why. Such a bitch, but whatever.
Did you come home from a party or you
were stone
cold?
I did. I was out of town with them.
Oh, right.
So I left early and then they all got split, the boys did. And Brandon woke up at our friend Pete's house and AJ woke up in the neighbour's yard. They all split.
It probably just felt like a fever dream at that point. And you're like, what's like? Is this a dream or am I...
Fully aware.
Okay. Yep,
fully great. Aware yep. that I was ignoring AJ.
Me trying to...
Apologies, AJ, if you're listening. I know you're not. But
out. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. That's probably like one of the worst things that I've done to a friend.
Wow.
Yeah, not good. Not
terrible. Cool. Well, sidetracked there. But if we're talking about 2024, this is the last time I want to talk about it at all. But in an overall, revived or axed?
I am coming back for the next season because I feel like I had a huge year of personal growth.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, lots of tears and lots of weaknesses. But I feel like if in, like, the pre-season trailer for 2025, there's some big things coming.
Okay.
Good things coming in my life.
That's exciting. Yeah. I'm glad you feel that way.
What about you? Obviously not.
Look, I did have a year of... growing, probably mentally and externally.
Physically.
Physically. Growing, I would say, horizontally. So that's not great.
Right. Okay.
2025, I think I have been demoted to friend of.
Right.
And this is the year where I'm going to need to work my way back into a full-time
cast
member.
That's hard once you get to friend of.
Because I'm on the chopping block.
You are.
Like,
okay.
I was full-time and now I've been...
How have you gone from Kyle Richards to Camille?
It's pretty rocky. So I've got some work to do this year. And only time will tell if that works or not. So I'll continue to grow horizontally. Or
watch this face.
I will... consolidate internally.
Okay.
I don't know what I mean, like,
what do those words mean?
I don't know. So I'm gonna say demoted
to friend of.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So we've got some work to do.
Okay. A messy season coming up for you then.
Potentially. Yeah. It could be good or really good or really, really bad. Yeah. So
okay. I have faith.
Only time will tell.
I have faith.
Before we get into the episodes, we have got our bingo cards
yes.
for 2025.
Yep.
So we've got 9 spaces each, yep. and we don't know what these are as well. Most of mine are Bravo related, some or just like pop culture
related. Yeah, me too.
So should we go one for one?
Yeah, I actually found this really easy.
I found it quite hard, but I was in a manic state this week, so that's why I couldn't string them together.
Okay, my first one is Housewives related, mm-hmm. and I feel like in 2025, Heather Gay will get a boyfriend.
I like that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I see that coming. I think so. She's had a really good season this season, looks better than ever.
She looks great, doesn't she?
I feel like
she looks
she's
happy,
grown.
She's hilarious right now, so...
Yep. That's a good one.
Yep, thank you. What about you?
Number one for me, I think we're going to see Roni, so The Real Housewives of New York, cancelled or put on pause.
Yeah.
My reason for that is that it's gotten so much backlash with how boring it is.
Yeah.
Everyone hates the cast. I don't know if we'll see it fully cancelled now, but I think they'll put it on pause for a while.
Yeah.
I think the producers need to realize that they actually didn't get the cast right and it's pretty much a real big fat flop.
They have got some work to do, that's for sure.
Yeah, so yeah. that
yeah,
is my one call out for Roni this yeah. year.
Love that. My number two one is a more pop culture one.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got my cards on and this is only because the Kardashians need mm-hmm. to gain relevance again this year.
Mm.
Something's going to happen in the Kardashian family. I feel like they've lost a lot of relevance in pop culture mm-hmm. as of late.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with an easy occur, like just a softball, and we will have a pregnant Kardashian in 2025.
Interesting. Who do you reckon?
Well, I'm going to go with Kylie because I feel like she's quite young and she's got a new thing with Timothy Chalamet.
That would actually
whatnot.
Gain a bit of traction again for them.
It would because her and Timothy are already a bit of an odd couple, but
yeah.
I kind of see it and I do love Timothy Chalamet. I think he's really funny.
I think they're kind of cute together.
Yeah, they're a bit mismatched and I love that. But I think potentially we've got a pregnant Kylie coming up. I don't think any of the others will. I think they're all getting on a little bit now, but I think Kendall won't, but I think potentially Kylie.
Yeah.
Because she's got a new fling with Timothy.
Good call. I like that. I'd definitely be tuning in to see that at one point.
Yeah, me too.
Number two for me, I think we're going to see Kyle and Mo back together.
Ooh, I would love to.
I would love to. I've already seen photos of them like pre-Christmas, like at the shops
Christmas
together.
Christmas shopping and stuff.
So, you know what? I feel like with the way how this season's going so far, and we won't get into it too much, but we haven't really seen Morgan.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I was about to say, a lot of her like lesbian accusations and all of that has really retreated.
Mm-hmm. So, I think we're going to... Like, maybe back end of this year, we'll see them back together again.
Yeah, I agree. My number three is similar to your number one, but with Salt Lake City. I think for season six, we will see the whole cast recasted, except for Brittany. I don't think Brittany's going to be recasted as a housewife.
Oh, you mean as in they'll all be asked back?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have basically the exact same cast for next season, because this one has just been straight fire.
I won't get into that yet because we'll obviously get into when we start recapping. But I do agree with you. I think they're going to bring everyone back about her.
Yep.
Number three for me, I've got a couple of these. These are two or one of the two. This is going to be a health update. I feel like we're going to get a health update from Kim Richards.
Okay. What kind of health update?
Well, it's either going to be like my 2025, really good or really bad, I think.
Right.
Because at the moment, she's currently squatting in Kyle's house and they're trying to get her out. And the police are always coming to that house and putting her under like a psychiatric hold or something like that.
Okay.
So, look, it's not steering in a great direction. Yeah. So, I think something big is going to happen with Kim this year.
It's funny you say that because my number five on my bingo card was that Kim Richards will be institutionalized.
Right.
If that's how you say that word. But I think she'll be officially put in psychiatric care, admitted.
Yeah.
To a hospital.
Yeah. Which is, look, really sad.
It is.
But it's what I can see coming.
I
think everyone can see that coming.
I think we've been able to see that coming since she was drawing fucking murals on her walls.
Well, ever since she is refusing to leave Kyle's house, I think that's a telling tale.
Yeah. You stole my goddamn house.
Now she's stealing Kyle's.
Well, I just gave you my number five, so I'm going to give it back to you.
So number four is another health update. I think we're going to get another update with Justin Bieber. I don't think he's doing very well.
Interesting.
Especially with
all
the Diddy stuff.
Okay.
I think he's taking a big decline. And I reckon we might get an update with something with him this
year. Health update or a death?
Well, I hope it's not a death.
Okay.
But I think there might be a big turning point there this year.
Right. Interesting. Well, my number four, because I'll go backwards quickly, Blake Lively takes Justin Baldoni to court, obviously, over all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Netflix will try to purchase it like they did with the Johnny Depp and the Amber Heard trial, and Justin Baldoni will win.
Absolutely. It looks like he's going to obliterate her, as the lawyer said.
And it is quite sad because it is hectic reading all of the messages, and I think he's a horrible person, and he's got to be... I knew there had got to be a reason why it wasn't just Blake Lively that was fucking casting him out. The whole entire cast of that fucking movie refuses to speak to him or about him.
Interesting.
Because they all think he's a horrible person. And they've all come out and say that now, that they all witnessed this and saw all this on the set. And none of them want anything to do with him. But which is a shame, because now Blake's going to come out and she's going to try to be that real voice and advocate for men that treat women like that, but he is going to unfortunately win that case. However, I think Blake Lively will start to win some of the people's opinions back.
I would be very interested to see if that happens, because she has been on a terrible PR run at the moment.
It makes me very sad because, as you know, she's my number one.
I know,
and she's in my pass basket. And even sometimes when I see like a cringe interview come up, I skip straight past it because I don't even want to watch it.
It's like a slow motion car crash.
It is, and I hate to see it because I adore her. And yeah, like I said, she's in my pass basket. But I'd love for her to win it. But I just think that. I mean, Justin being Justin, I just think he'll win it, and he'll be really...
Excuse you.
Clips all. and he'll be really horrible about the whole thing. But I do think someone's going to try to purchase it to share it, like Johnny Depp and Amber Heard did.
Look out, Stan Original.
I know. Hey, you.
Yeah. Literally, binge.
Yeah.
Okay, my number five is, I think we're going to get another Ultimate Girls Trip this year.
Okay.
Housewives related. I think we're going to see Lisa Rinna on it.
Oh, hopefully. I will watch that.
I think she's due for some sort of return to reality TV.
Yep.
And although she said she'd never come back to Beverly Hills, I think she'd do Ultimate Girls Trip.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah.
I've never watched any of the Ultimate Girls Trips before.
Look, you know, I think the idea is really cool. Season one wasn't, you know, the best. It had Kyle, Ramona. They were pretty good. I think season two was when they went to the Berkshires with Dorinda.
Yeah,
that was a good one. Season three, but they have just axed the last one because that New Jersey housewife suing Brandy. Like, that will never see the light of day.
Okay, my number six for you is Bronwyn and Todd will get a divorce and it will be messy and it will be Bronwyn season six storyline.
Yep. And I'm here to watch that all unfold.
Yep. So. And she'll be super, super messy.
Yeah. Which is already happening. But again, I'll refrain.
Yes.
Number six for me, I think we're going to see an aesthetic comeback this year.
Okay.
I feel like we've been rapidly churning through all of these different fashion trends. And I feel like we're going to see the surfer aesthetic return.
I fucking hope so.
And you know what triggered a memory? When we went to that jewelry store.
And you saw the shell necklace?
Yeah. I was like, I see something coming back here.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see. And
already we're seeing, remember I saw those little lights, what are they called? Starfish earrings and stuff. They look really cute.
I think we're going to see, there's new Rip Curl stores opening. Billabong's coming back. Quicksilver's coming back.
Do you know what? I am 100% here for that because I still deep down love a surfer girl aesthetic. I love the messy blonde long hair. I love the I love that era
wearing
of my life.
40s out in public.
Yep.
That's peak Australian.
Yep.
The
2000s, mid 2000s surfer aesthetic for girls especially was so nice.
Yeah, agree.
I love it.
I think we're going to see it come back in a new form and it's going to be more refined and polished.
That's a really good call because even how jorts and stuff are trending, I feel like that's almost starting to lean into it because it was almost skatey and surfy was around at the same time.
So I think...
And we'll transition more into surfy now. Slay. Here for it. Get yourself a bloody Velcro wallet.
Fucking oath. Quicksilver. Roxy.
Yes. Yes. Great. Absolute slay. I love that. I'm going to keep the trend theme going. I'm going to skip past my number seven, but I also have a trend theme. And I was going still with the 2000s trend. And I think that the 2000s pencil thin eyebrows will trend, which is really funny because I wrote that in here. And then you sent me a video of Bella Hadid in a campaign or a photo shoot with 2000s. And that's all it fucking takes is a couple of big wigs to start doing some thin eyebrows. And I pray to God that it almost doesn't because I'll need these girls to know that once you fucking make these eyebrows thin, they won't grow back properly. My eyebrows were like tadpoles and one was in here and one was in, they weren't even. I'll try to find a photo.
They weren't friends. They weren't sisters. They were enemies.
One was this big and then it started in
a slug.
It was fucked. Anyway, mine weren't pencil thin. I don't think I was in the era of the early 2000s thin eyebrows. But I think they will trend because the bleached eyebrows are already a thing. Mm-hmm. I think it'll go from the bleached eyebrows to the pencil thin eyebrows.
Interesting. Okay.
And that might go with that 2000 surfy aesthetic. It might go back into that.
All right. Well, I'm here for that. Look, I don't think I'll be seeing myself rocking any pencil thin eyebrows anytime soon.
Yeah.
It's definitely a female trend, I feel.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, it looks great on Bella, so...
Yeah, I agree.
Why won't it look good on everyone else? Number seven for me, I feel like this is a stretch, but this might be the year we get some sort of news about a Real Housewives of Melbourne reboot. Maybe not necessarily with the same cast. It might be a new cast entirely, similar to what they did with Sydney.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to get something.
God, I wonder if they would bring back anyone.
Well... I know Gina's flat out said
no,
and never again. I think Lydia is keen because she always posts.
Yeah, she does, doesn't she? Like, yeah, she loves it about, still.
Like, oh, when Jackie and I caught up, or when, you know, she shared. Well, what about?
Was she the one that shared that photo of all of them at the reunion, like years and years ago? She's like, yeah, I love that she still lives in that world.
And I reckon Jackie would come back, Janet would come back, Gamble would come back, and I reckon even some of the new girls, but.
Yeah.
I'd still be keen to see a shake-up regardless. Yeah, me too. I think, you know, those early seasons of Melbourne were something that is like peak Australian
the best. Comedy. All right. My second to last one. I don't know if you watch this. I don't think you do, but I know you definitely like Brittany Broski because you think she's funny. Yeah. I also think she's funny. She does a YouTube series / podcast series kind of thing called The Royal Court where she has like brings celebrities in and interviews them. But they're not like massive, massive celebrities because she's not like a huge celebrity. But lately she's been bringing in like trending hotties. So she had Aaron Taylor Johnson, the British guy. I love him from Anger Songs and Perfect Snogging.
Right.
And she also had, who else did she have? She's had a few people and like there's a bit of a joke at the moment going like she's collecting those hotties like Infinity Stones. And everyone's like, oh my God, like how is she getting these cunts on her podcast? And my theory this year, and this is only because this person has been trending for a while, but they're trending quite big at the moment because of Gladiator, is Paul Mescal.
Who's Paul Mescal?
I'm going to show you a photo quickly. He is a English actor. Irish? Okay. English? One of them. Same, same. He's hell hot.
What other movies is he in?
So he's just starred in the Gladiator movie. He's in kind of some smaller movies, a bit more... indie movies, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, he's very hot. He's very charming. And he's a bit, you know, like alternative.
Yeah.
But he is trending really hard at the moment. I think he's about to have a huge boom because he's been in, obviously, Gladiator with What's His Face.
Mm-hmm.
Pedro Pascal's in that as well.
Great.
And I think she's going to score him on her Royal Court YouTube series sometime
Great. This year. Well, that would be good for her. Good for you. Good all round. I have no idea who that is. Clutching at straws anyway. When we're getting to the end. Number eight is still Real Housewives of Melbourne related. I think we're going to see Lydia or Gina make some sort of TV appearance this year. And I know that I think...
Dancing with the Stars.
Well, Dancing with the Stars. I think we could potentially see Lydia, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I could
see Lydia on that.
Yeah, or Gina. I could see Gina on that more.
I don't think Gina would take off her makeup and she's got too much makeup, too much hair to... I don't think she could take that all with her and I think she'd want to keep herself done up quite a lot, whereas I think Lydia would let her hair down a little bit more.
Yep.
We've already seen Jackie on the show.
Yes, we have, yeah.
We've seen Patty Fleur. We've seen Lisa Oldfield and her husband at the time they went on it. I think it's time. I reckon if Real Housewives of Melbourne reboot or, you know, it doesn't come back, I think Lydia is keen to get on the screen somehow. Yep. I would love to see Gina... because she's a marriage celebrant, I'd love for her to do
maths.
How fucking good for like a gay couple or something. Yes. How funny would that be?
That would be fucking. I forgot she's a marriage celebrant.
Yeah, so I reckon we're gonna see them doing some sort of TV thing.
Yep.
I don't know.
You don't watch maths, do you?
I want to.
I watched it for the first time two years ago. Yeah, and then I think this year ago. So it was. Not the last season, the season before, and then I watched the last season. And it is, I fucking love it. It's so good. And it's fun to have a TV show that airs every single night.
Mm.
So I feel like this year, I mean, I'm definitely going to watch it. It starts in a couple of weeks, I think. Great. So you should defs lock in.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Okay, my last one is very funny because it kind of relates to one you've already said. But I think we are going to have an unexpected celebrity death this year, and it's going to be huge and it's going to be a shock factor, kind of like Liam Payne was.
Yeah,
very random. Okay. But I think it's going to be someone related to or involved in the P. Diddy trials.
Oh, absolutely.
Somehow, shape or form, it'll be a huge person that's either going to themselves or die in an unexpected, horrific accident.
Yeah, well, I think they'll start dropping off like flies. I reckon we'll get multiple.
Have you seen all the conspiracies that all these LA fires is related to the P. Diddy stuff because they're burning all the evidence?
Yeah.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I'm like, interesting.
Yeah. I'm
because I genuinely do believe that Hollywood is that powerful.
Yeah.
And people in Hollywood are that powerful.
Yeah, so wild.
Anyway, no one here to talk bushfires.
No, God, no. although that is very sad.
I shouldn't have brought that up. Anyway, your last one.
My last one is, I think we're going to get some sort of Beverly Hills shakeup by the end of this season.
Yeah.
I feel, and by that I mean like not a whole cast reset, but I think, you know, we might see Kyle or we might see
Erica leave.
Erica or, yeah.
Erica has taken a bit of a step back a little bit.
Enjoying her.
Yeah, me too.
But I think, yeah, we're going to see some sort of big shift happen in terms of the cast, as in like half of them might not come back or I don't think they're going to reboot them because I think they're looking at how bad New York's done with that format. And if they're going to go by, I know you don't watch OC, but there was a season where they wiped every single original. They kept the ones that were on there since like season 5, but it just didn't work. So they brought originals back. I just think they need to bring more OGs back.
Yeah, I agree. So I actually had two just extras that didn't make it to the board, but I thought they were worth mentioning. They're both Housewives related. Number one is that PK will couple up with a much younger female at some point this year.
That would be no surprise, will it?
No surprise. So that was like an easy one, but a very, very young female, new wife, blah, blah. My second extra was that Jen Sharp's prison sentence gets reduced.
Again. Okay, interesting.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
They're not on the bingo card, but I've got them as little extras. They're like double points if I get them.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. Doubling down on those.
Making up my own rules.
Cool.
And you don't have any extras, so you don't get double points. I win either way.
Well, let the best player win. Let's see how this year pans out.
What's our prize? We'll figure that out later.
Yeah. We'll workshop that.
Okay.
Shall we get into the episodes?
Yeah, big episodes this week, which is great because we did have a 2-week hiatus.
Yeah.
So it was great. The episodes were really good.
And I was actually happy to see both episodes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, how we've kind of been struggling with Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
I think we needed that 2.5-week break just to reset
ourselves. The momentum back up. I agree.
Overall thoughts about Beverly Hills, what do you think?
Look, I thought it was good. The annoying thing at the moment, I think, with Beverly Hills is that if I wasn't watching Salt Lake City right now, I would think more highly of the episodes. Like, because I watched Beverly Hills. I actually watched them this morning, both of the episodes, and I watched Beverly Hills first, and then I watched Salt Lake City, and I ended Beverly Hills going, oh, fuck yeah, that was a good episode.
Yeah.
But then I watched Salt Lake City, and I'm like, it just trumps it times a million. Yeah. So now I'm reflecting, I'm like, eh. But it was a good episode.
I think Bravo.
It's more nice. Like, it's more of a nice series to watch. It's not as fucking wildly chaotic as what the other one is. And they're different. They're just different shows at the moment.
It is, yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to see them.
I think Bravo needs to. So they're both going to finish. Well, Salt Lake City's about to finish.
I can't believe that.
I know. What they need to do is keep them both airing at different times.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, do Beverly Hills first and then go into Salt Lake City, because they're really
putting Beverly Hills in a hole by putting it on at the same time as Salt Lake.
You cannot, like, Salt Lake is soaring.
They almost expect Salt Lake to flop every year or something. Yeah. And then it just never does.
And Beverly Hills, I think, would look at it in a different light if it was airing at a different time to what Salt Lake is. So nonetheless, though, I did enjoy Beverly Hills. One thing that I'm overseeing, though, I always get so put off when, like, the first cut scenes are, like, either Sutton or Garcelle.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just like, oh, don't put a bad taste in my mouth straight away.
Yeah.
Also, Sutton's friend, Arvy, is clinging for camera time.
Yes.
Every time he can get on camera.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be me.
Is that the one where she's, like, when he comes in, like, a scary movie? She's, it's like a thriller.
Yeah. And just, ugh.
Like, yeah, I agree.
And even breaks like the fourth wall.
Fourth wall.
And we'll look at the camera. Yeah. I'm just like,
rookie.
No.
Yeah. It's funny though, because I agree with that. And I agree with the Garcelle and Sutton comment, except I do really like Garcelle as a mum. I think she's I like watching her when it's her being a mum on the screen, like with her kids, especially with her eldest son. I was a little bit over that story, and I feel like they just put that in there for some sob factor, because there's been some sob factors in other shows and whatnot. Very harsh of me to say that.
Okay.
But I do feel like we've heard that story before. I'm like, I've heard this before. His drug addiction story.
Yes. I prefer seeing her open up about that than her two younger kids, though.
Oh, like, yeah.
I found that story for her to be more,
Vulnerable.
Vulnerable. I cannot say that word to save the life of me.
I agree, but and that's when I wrote. That's when I kind of wrote down saying I do enjoy seeing her as a mum, and I do think she is a good mum, and I love that she encourages her kids to go do things, and she talks really nicely to them. Like when they're looking through his modelling photos of one of her younger ones, and she's like really proud of him. And
yeah,
I enjoy watching that. I think, okay. Oh, you know what? She's a good mum.
Okay. You know, one thing I will say though, she needs to get rid of that red hair.
Yeah.
Go back to the black hair. She looks so...
That hair colour in general is never a good choice on anyone.
Not good. One thing that I noticed with Beverly Hills, especially this episode, the scenes cut really short. Like, Dorit and Erica had that drink. And by the way, Dorit's really driving home that drink where she says...
Velvet ear, vodka. Country, lemon, carcass out.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, we need to get it. Yeah. Like, let's chill on that.
Yeah.
It looks like in that conversation, though, what I'm really excited about is that they're talking about Sutton, and it looks like they're starting to form.
And Sutton knows it. She's nervous. Yeah, She should be. Yes.
And then we cut to then Dorit and Bose, and again we're kind of still talking about Sutton. So what it feels like is like Dorit is slowly building like this little army against Sutton. It sounds like we're talking about fucking Game of Thrones. And I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I also, a 4-hour therapy session with PK. I mean, what the fuck?
And just a dig, but I don't know why she's surprised.
No.
Like, that's... Yeah.
Also, I could not be bothered sitting there for 4 hours if I was not getting anywhere.
And also, you're separating.
Yeah.
Just accept the fact that you're separating. Stop living in a land of fucking delusion and just separate.
I can't.
The children still don't know. Yeah. Tell them.
If I was even sitting there for 45 minutes, I would be like, all right, we're not getting anywhere. Let's call it quits.
Therapist be calling that as well? Yeah. Like, is it 4 hours is not productive? That cannot be a productive session.
I would probably agree to anything at the end of 4 hours.
Wear him down. What's that movie where How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, where she pays her friend to be their therapist and her friend just like berates and like belittles him.
I haven't seen that in such a long time.
That's what that reminds me of. Anyway.
Okay. Erica's house. She's getting the decorator in.
Yeah.
That's you and me in a different lifetime.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And you just...
ripping her to shreds about all of the decor in the house.
Are you trying to attract men in here? Were you not going to...
We can't have stuff like this. We need to have beautiful things for you. I will say, though, her outside terrace looks beautiful.
Oh, all that. The bloody houses are gorgeous. I even rewound when Erica and Dorit, who were sitting out in the courtyard? Was it Bose and Dorit?
Bose and Dorit.
Yeah. I even rewound it and showed Brandon. I was like, look at Dorit's fucking courtyard. Yeah. It's just stunning.
Yeah.
And then I love that black and white courtyard, Italian. Ciao, bella.
Yeah, ciao, bella. Then you look out in your backyard.
Yeah, cool.
Not quite the same, but...
Thanks. At least I've got grass.
True. At least I've got
splintery wood. Random Kesha cameo.
Oh, so random. That club looked like Mary's 2.0.
It did. And she is looking hectic still, Kesha. She looks the exact same as when she fucking released TikTok.
Yeah. Very messy. Hasn't slept in quite a long time.
And she's fucking massive.
Yeah, like, she's so tall.
She is tall as
fuck. Towering over Kyle.
Yeah. Oh, she had a very awkward hello with Sutton as well. Did you pick that?
Yes. Oh, and like Sutton, the half... Oh,
weird.
Even with Jennifer as well. That was really awkward.
Oh, that was awkward. Jennifer didn't want to give her like...
The second kiss.
I'm such a fan of your work.
Yeah, the second kiss.
Yeah, the second kiss. Yuck.
Also, Jennifer looked fucked.
Yeah.
That dress, the hair, the top knot with the mullet extension. Holy hell, you do not belong on this cast. No, I'm sorry.
She doesn't.
I know you like her.
No, do you know what? I don't think much
flip
of her anymore.
Flip-flop, changing all the time.
When did I say that?
She doesn't belong on this cast. I get that she's funny, whatever. She's meant to add some sort of comedic relief. I don't think she fits in with, it was a wrong recast for me.
Agreed. I have to ask again, because I feel like we've asked this heaps of times, but every single time it tends to change depending on the episode. But in terms of this episode and this fight, are you on Kyle or Dorit's side?
You know what? I'm on Kyle's side.
I'm on Dorit's side.
Okay, interesting. I am keen to battle this out with you because it actually frustrated me because there's a lot of miscommunication between those two. So my reason for... Okay, Dorit made a good point of saying, it bothers me that you still text PK. Whatever. She can be upset about that. Dorit knew that they had always had that relationship. And for it to be an issue now, but for her to not say anything to Kyle, then...
But she didn't know.
Oh, well, if she knew that it happened before, I think she would know that it happens now.
Mm.
And I think Kyle said, if you had told me, you know, this has upset you, I won't do it anymore. Like, it's just... And she was very honest and upfront about what that texting is. It's not about relationships. It's about memes. I get that those two aren't in a place where they're really talking or they're that good, but they're not talking about anything deep. It's just memes.
See, I think it's weird. I think there is no reason to be sending memes and jokes. Like, it's just weird.
I don't think it's weird.
I do.
Okay. Well,
I think that
it is a bit
dog of Kyle to be continuing her haha relationship, blah blah blah, and then still not talking to Dorit, and Dorit's not talking to her, and I feel like it is a bit dog. Okay. And then she says she's a girl's girl, and I go, I don't know about that.
I mean,
this situation's a bit dog, and I would be pissed off if Brad and I broke up, and me and you were in an argument and we're talking, and I found out that you and Brandon were sending each other memes and TikToks all the time. I'd be like, the fuck, cunt? Like, you're supposed to be, even if we're not talking at the moment, you're still my best friend, even if we're not talking, but we have been best friends. And I'd still be like, so why? Like, why are you sending memes and jokes? You've got heaps of other people to send memes and jokes to.
I don't think our relationship is the same as theirs, as in, like, I don't think they're as close as what we are. I think Dorit's clutching.
Disagree. I've got to disagree on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, put it to the bloody poll. Yeah. Put it on a poll.
I will poll it. I'll poll it tonight.
Because I think Dorit is fully in her rights to be pissed off.
I do think she is as well, but I think she needs to communicate that to Kyle and say, hey, you know what? This annoys me. Can you not do it? Kyle would have been like, no worries.
Yeah, but neither of them were speaking to each other.
And that's why it's a communication error.
Well, Kyle should know. Which Kyle knew what she was doing. She knew that it's probably a shitty thing to do.
I don't know.
And if she doesn't, then she's got blinkers on.
Okay, we'll leave it to the pod to decide.
Okay.
Team Kyle. Although I will say, Kyle, there are some things that I don't agree with what she's been doing. Yeah. Like, even, you know, her confessional, she'll just say some rude things about Dorit. I'm like, well, that was uncalled for. Like, how are you trying to mend your relationship? Saying that PK is a better friend than what Dorit is. Like,
And I doubt know. He is. Yeah. I doubt he is.
You and don't PK have that will ditch you
for fucking Maurizio in 2 seconds.
100%.
2 seconds.
So, like, those little comments, I'm like, no, you're wrong there.
Yeah.
I don't think the meme thing is as big as what they're making it out to be.
Yeah, I just think it's weird and it's dog. Anyway, we need to... I'm just going to finish off this argument with... The veins on Kyle's forehead.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is going on there? My God.
Yeah.
Sort it out, girl.
Yeah, she was peeking.
I loved, though, she got put in her place very, very quickly because she fucking screamed and then Dorit screamed back. And because I agree, why the fuck is Kyle allowed to scream in people's face? And as soon as someone screams back in her, she's like, oh, my God, what the fuck?
Kyle kind of gave up a little bit too quickly and just went to anger.
She did.
A little bit too...
But I love how Dorit went straight to anger as well. And she went, no, fuck you. You want to come to that level? I'll meet you straight there.
Yeah.
Whereas previously, people just would allow that and be like, okay, whatever, and back down. And then she said, how dare you scream in my face? Like, what makes you think you could scream in my face?
They're just reacting off one another. Yeah.
Also, Sutton.
Oh, my God.
Stop it. Like, putting
her
hands in the middle.
And this is where we're going to see now. So, Bose has now seen her like this.
Yeah.
Erica's started to chime in. I think it's all going to kick off. And you know what? It's about bloody time that they do.
Because I agree. I've been Get her bored off.
Up until now.
Boot her off.
Salt Lake City.
Oof.
Whoa.
Oof.
Can I just start us off by saying this season, I think, is one of the best seasons of Housewives of all time.
I agree. And how is it topped last season? How is it topped that? Because last season was atrociously ginormous.
Yeah.
Like, from start to finish.
Yeah.
This is even better. Yep. I don't know how they've done it.
No, I everyone had serious concerns about this season starting because they're like, there's no way that they can.
Even Brandon was semi-engaged in the episode today. He was like, oh my God, they're really cross with her, aren't they? I'm like, yes, they are.
Holy
yes,
hell.
They are.
I was just, my jaw was on the floor.
Yeah.
So like, it obviously starts off with Lisa explaining what had happened the night before by Bronwyn coming into the room.
Yeah.
Telling her about the conversation. I love Bronwyn. What the hell are you doing? What? Are you wanting to make any friends with this
cast? I know.
This
is where I'm like, she's messy as fuck. I don't know what she is.
But what happened? She started off so strong, I know.
She's
precise.
Really unraveling at the moment.
Maybe it's the dog bite.
She's ping-ponging between people. She's throwing people under the bus. She's getting people to talk openly to her and then taking that and running straight to that person.
But not even being
smart
about it.
And then saying, I'm owning what I said.
Terrible. Girl. My skin was crawling. I was like, girl,
people are going to stop trusting. They're not going to talk to her anymore.
She's not going
to
have anyone by the end of this season. Yeah. Like, I just don't understand what she's trying to do.
Yep.
Meredith then going to Heather's room, talking about how annoyed she is with Brittany.
And Heather is loving the little duo thing they've got at the moment. Yeah. She's like, yes, finally. Like, Meredith loves me.
Not for
until the end of the episode. But Heather loved that.
She was like, she's offered me a sleeping pill. I never take sleeping pills, but like slurs it at the same
time. Yeah, and then
she
said, well, maybe like twice a year on long haul flights.
Yeah, I'm like, well, didn't you just get on a flight international to Mexico? I mean, what was US, Mexico, international? I don't know.
Mexico's not in the US.
I know, but is it like kind of just going from here to New Zealand?
That's international. You need a passport.
True. But like, is it international, international? Like you're not, isn't like USA and Mexico like a Melbourne flight away? Because it's like the same part of.
Mexico is in South America, isn't it?
America's America, so is that international? South America, North America?
South America's a whole other continent.
Yeah, but are they connected?
No. South America and America are not connected.
Right. So Mexico is not connected to the USA?
Mexico.
Physically, as land.
No. I don't know now. I'm just googling.
There's a wall. Trump wanted to build a wall.
Oh my God, it is connected to America. Wow, it connects. Mexico connects. Mexico's fucking massive.
Yeah.
Do you know how big Mexico is?
Oh, pretty big, apparently.
Look how big it is.
Fuck me. That is hell. Ginormous. I thought it was like a Hawaii situation.
Okay, you're correct. Mexico is conjoined to America, but South America is a whole other continent.
Right. We're all right and we're all wrong, so.
Fuck me. All right. Geography, not our strongest suit. Definitely not my strongest suit.
No.
Sweet suit. Suit.
Whatever suit. We're not good at it. Nah. But that's not what we're here to talk about.
No. Okay. How do we get on to Mexico?
Because they're in Mexico.
Oh.
Are they? Where's Puerto Verde?
I don't know. What's it called?
Yeah, that's in Mexico because that's where Vida
gets
made.
Where is Puerto Verde? It is in Mexico.
Yeah, there we go.
Yep. Better.
Anyway, let's move on from that. What a mess. The sprinter.
Oh, my goodness me. Okay.
A sprinter van hates to see these women coming. Like,
Brittany, she dug herself. I don't even know where to start. She dug herself the biggest hole known to man in that sprinter van.
And like, everything is being recorded. Like, as in, like, there are cameras.
Oh, I don't know why the women are kicking off, because everything she's recording in the sprinter van, the whole fucking world is about to see.
What I will say, though, so even Andy did say something about this on Watch What Happens Live. I get that, but I think she had different intentions of kind of, like, being the one who leaks stories before seasons.
Possibly.
I think that's what her intentions were.
I just think she was talking shit. Like, I just think she was talking shit to be like, have a listen to these fucking
loonies.
Go at it, blah, blah, blah. Which is dog as well. Like, that is an invasion of privacy. I mean, they're going on about invasion of privacy. I'm like, girl, we can literally hear everything you're saying.
I definitely don't think it's an invasion. Well, I think it's more so, I get that there's cameras, but I think there was other intentions behind that.
There's definitely malicious intentions behind what she was doing. And when she was like, oh, she's trying to turn the camera around to do you know, and did like a peace sign. I'm like,
I was saving it for later. What? Okay, now these stories are changing.
Olivia got 100% in her test. I was just sending her a video to say hello.
Oh, what?
And then they're like, all right, well, show us. Swipe left like you do on Tinder and show us a video. And she was like, I don't even know what happened. I don't even know how I did it.
Oh,
and then she obviously sprints off the van, sobbing her eyes out, full on panic attack.
I mean, breathing. I can so understand why. Imagine having like seven of those women all at once, then one at a time going after
you. But I do like how, I'm going to say 85% of them owned that and said, oh, actually, guys, that was a bit much. Yeah. You know, we did go a bit off just
definitely
then.
Definitely in the moment.
Mary.
Oh my God. When,
I don't give a fuck.
When she was like, I had you in my home.
Oh, and then
she
was like, get her, Meredith. Like a fucking rabid dog. So funny. Meredith, big reaction from Meredith. Big reaction.
Yeah. Look, Meredith is going to hold her to that for a very long time.
She will. She absolutely will. I love, and I actually had written this down, observed it, but then one of the housewives actually said it, and obviously they get off and they go ATVing, which is rogue, by the way.
I felt like an episode of Survivor.
Yeah, rogue adventure. Something that we would accidentally find ourselves on.
That bridge? I would not be crossing a bridge like that in Mexico.
Terrifying.
No.
How awkward Heather sitting next to Brittany as well. It's just like, no one's saying anything. Awkward.
Going so slow.
I know. Anyway, but then they were like jumping into the waterfall and Brittany's just like oblivious to what happened. And they were saying, how does she bounce back so quickly? She isn't even thinking about the fact that she just got sprung recording them in a sprinter van and she's just swimming, jumping off the cliff like, woo!
Mary saying, this will be your last jump before your neck runs on the plane. She hates her. She was so happy to see that all unravel.
Yeah, she really was. But yeah, I just think, I don't know, I can't understand Brittany's brain and how she will have a huge blowout like that and then she's just like, la-di-da, whatever.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, she's...
She's got some fucking resilience,
fucking
that's for
bonkers.
Sure.
That's why she's not... And then Angie saying, oh, well, you're not the smart... She's not the smartest tool in the shed.
Sharpest tool in the shed.
So now they're all at that lunch. I don't know how these girls, like, how they did it. Like, handling Brittany coming out, trying to segue out of the conversation of the recording again and coming out saying that she had a
physical
relationship
with
Jared. And then, you know, they all had some really lovely things to say, but the one thing that made me realize why this cast is so strong is because they do all come from those really like hectic Mormon backgrounds. And they all have formed like such a strong bond. I think like stronger than what Beverly Hills has.
Yeah.
Like strong or like Beverly Hills as it is now. Or any other cast because they all kind of have their backs. They're all engaged with
it
whatever.
It honestly shows how much trauma comes from religious backgrounds.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there is a lot of trauma and that's I think what has linked them all. Is that they've all got different kind of traumas, but they all come from that same religious background and it's all leaving that community. It's a very traumatic step to take and they've all done it and
this is like their support system now.
It really is.
And where they can truly be so vulnerable.
Vulnerable.
I can't say it. It's like a tongue twister for
vulnerable.
Me. Vulnerable.
Vulnerable.
Vulnerable. I can't. But yeah, wild. And you can see by the end of that, they all kind of felt a little bit softer for Brittany. Except for Meredith.
Yes.
She will hold on to that for a long time.
Yeah. I don't think that they'll continue to feel soft for Brittany, though. Like, I think Brittany's just going to shove her foot in it next episode in the season finale.
Yeah.
I do need to say, what the fuck is with Bronwyn's paint-splattered clothing in this episode? She had a fitness outfit on.
Mm-hmm.
She also had a matching long-sleeve shirt that was paint-splattered. It was fucking rogue and ugly.
Yeah, she was probably covering those dog scars.
True.
Yeah, but, you know, was a paint splatter the best option you could pack?
Just
I don't know.
Odd. Just really, really odd.
Reenactment of the coughing fit that Meredith... Meredith is tweaking.
Yes.
Thinking that there's a recording device in her bedroom, which is what we thought that the whole thing was the whole
season.
It
everywhere. I'm kind of devastated that at this stage there's no recording device in her room. Like, I'm kind of...
I was like, oh, damn. But then seeing... the way how everything unfolded in that van, I was like, you know what?
But I'm still actually hopeful that something's going to come out that Britney's going to admit to something else.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hopeful that in the next season finale episode, something to do with her throwing Meredith under the bus or dogging her in a way or doing something dodgy is going to come out. Because there's going to be one more thing. Like, I'm waiting for it.
Yeah. But you know what? Even if next episode was an absolute flop, I would still think that this season has and been absolutely... And it will not be. Yeah. No,
it will not be. The dick aprons. Fucking hilarious. Fucking hilarious. I need one of those. I just think that is the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
And they, the guys that were selling it were loving it.
Mine's
as well.
Bigger.
Yeah, come over here. Like, mine's bigger.
And then until it went pan to him, I was like, what do you mean? Yeah. Like, is this perv? Ew. Like, being a weirdo? Yuck.
And then Heather made them put it on her, and I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Weird. But anyway, I thought that was so funny. Something me and you would buy. Oh my God.
So funny. I loved at the very final dinner that they're having, Brittany and Meredith get into it again. And my favorite line from Meredith was, "You came after me like a raging beast." a raging beast. Raging beast. Imagine if someone said that to you at a dinner table. A raging beast. Hectic. Beast.
Remember when someone called you a beautiful beast? Yeah. While we were running and you're like, fuck you.
That is going to make me spiral for the rest of today. Thank you. I don't know what that means. No, as in at the time. I've gotten past it. But when that was said to me at the time, I was like, what does that mean?
I know. And I was trying to tell you, it's a nice thing. They're being nice. And
beautiful,
like,
and beast. I'm sorry. They are two words that should not be put together. Rude.
Anyway,
great episodes.
Wait, one more.
Oh.
Their hair was fucking fritzed at dinner. Did you notice that? Well, Mary's definitely. In particular,
after Angie had done it.
I know, but all of it must be so fucking humid there or humidity. Something. All of their hair went fucking psst.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
It must
funny.
Have been so hot. You can tell, actually, because they're all sweating.
Yeah. Oh, also, the lovely, lovely moment between Meredith and Angie. I love that they're the only two that know what's going on with Meredith. Mary and Angie.
Yeah.
And I love that Angie's the only one that knows what's happening with Mary at the moment. And it's a very special friendship they have at this stage. Mm-hmm. And you can just see how much Angie genuinely does care for Mary when she's doing her hair. Yeah. And it's just a very lovely friendship to see at the moment. And it's a very nice, like, heartwarming. Not everyone knows about Mary's business. And Angie's keeping that to herself. And she's not telling people. And I love that about Angie.
Yeah.
She's really respecting that part of Mary right now.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think they're so sweet. Every time I see them on, like, together. So cute.
Yeah, agreed.
It does look like they kick off next season, next episode,
finally,
though.
Finally, no,
those
Lisas.
Two.
Oh.
Like, Angie and Mary look like they're crying and upset with one another, saying that.
I hope not.
Yeah. But yeah, next episode, finally.
Yeah. The Lisas party. Yeah.
Great episodes.
Yeah, really good episodes.
Can't wait to see what next week brings.
I know. And season finale. Oh my gosh. Then we can only talk about Beverly Hills. Boring.
What are we going to do?
Boring.
Oh, well.
What are we going to do when Beverly Hills and Salt Lake's over?
Well, I reckon...
Maths! Turn it into maths.
We could. Well, I reckon Sydney will kick off soon.
True.
So we've got Sydney.
That's fun.
We will not be resting.
I know. Got to do something. Love Island All Stars starts next week. I know you don't watch that, but I'm very excited about that.
Maybe I'll try to get into it. All right, I've got a couple rapid fires for you before we wrap up.
Cool, I've got none for you.
That's all right. Number one, who do you think had a better first season, Monica or Bronwyn?
Monica.
Okay.
Monica. I'm only saying that because Bronwyn is unraveling a bit at the moment. I'm getting a little bit like, ugh.
I'm getting a little bit fed up with
me
her.
Me too. Whereas Monica, like I said previously, she reminds me of a Brandy where she's just like a child and she's just entertaining because she's so immature. And every time she came on the screen, I thought she was fucking hilarious.
Yeah. I'm actually going to say Bronwyn. And for the reason being is that I think she's been the only housewife on Salt Lake City that can really gather all of them, especially at the start, and get an apology out of Heather straight away, there and then. Like, I don't think anyone else has really been able to do that.
True.
Number two, if you had to chop one of the housewives from the cast, who would it be, Kyle or Erica?
I feel like you can't really chop Kyle.
She's like the last one that's gluing that.
I think so too.
Together.
So I'd chop Erica.
Yeah, as much as I actually do really enjoy Erica, that's a really hard one. That's why I put it in there.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be happy about it.
Yeah.
Like, I actually enjoy Erica at the moment.
I agree.
And I think she's given us a lot over the years.
Yeah.
But I think
and
if
I feel
you get
like
rid
if
of
you
Kyle,
chop Kyle, you chop a big storyline as well. And you chop Kathy, because eventually she can't have Kathy without Kyle. No, at the end of the day.
Kathy won't go on as full time.
No,
so.
And you chop also any updates or anything to do with Kim. You chop Paris. I know Paris. The whole Richards. You chop that whole Richards Hilton side, which is a big flow on effect. You cut Erica, it's just Erica.
Yeah. Agree. And my last one, you can, if Real Housewives of Melbourne was to be renewed, you can only bring one back, Gina or Lydia.
I'm going to bring Lydia back.
I'd have to agree.
Yeah.
I think she wants it.
And she's her one-liners are better.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I think I just enjoy seeing her on screen all the time.
Me too. Cool.
That is my rapid fires. Do you have any recommendations for any movies, TV shows before we sign off?
We are actually rewatching the Twilight Saga at the moment.
Right.
Do you know what? Wouldn't really wreck.
Mm.
Yeah, apart from that, that's really it.
I've started watching Selling the City.
Okay.
That's on Netflix. It's another Adam DeVillo show.
Yeah.
Same as Selling Sunset, except for it's not the O Group.
Okay.
It's a different real estate agency in New York. And it's terrible, but it's one of those, it's my eating show.
Yeah, just a trash show.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So fair. I have been watching... Which you, it's just not your, we have very different tastes a lot other of the time.
Other than Housewives
and whatnot. But I, and this is, it's a very nostalgic feeling show and that's why I've started watching it and I'm really enjoying it because I remember it from when I was a kid and it's still got that really nostalgic 2000s look and it's actually Law and Order SVU.
Definitely not a show for you,
except, you know, those like older shows that are like, they're still like filmed on the square screen and they're like a bit of the 2000s feel. I find them so comforting to watch.
SVU.
What did I say?
I don't know. I just said
SUV. Did I say SUV?
I said SUV just then, but then I realized I said it. I don't know. SVU?
It's Special Victims Unit.
So. Yeah. I think you did say it that way. Okay. I can't watch those because they freak me out. Like, I used to get so scared of that every time it would pop up of, like, the preview of a TV show. And
it's like, criminal.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah. Turn it off.
Scary.
And I actually have an issue with watching anything with gore. Anything like I can do with jump scare, I can't do blood or gore. I'm so weak when it comes to blood. I feel clammy and faint when I see, you know, those urgent blood cars.
Yeah.
If they're driving in front of me, I'm like, oh my God, like imagine.
Oh my God.
And I start to actually get all faint and clammy and like things, I can't deal with it.
That's wild. Doesn't bother me at all.
And then I just imagine if that car crashed, blood would go everywhere. Yeah. And then I think even more sick and I just need to get away from that car.
You need to see a therapist this year.
Yeah. Great to have you back.
Thanks. Great to be back.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me this week. And here's to another year of...
Growing horizontally
and spiraling rapidly. Let's see how it turns out.
Hey, let's see who has the first mental breakdown.
Well.
It'll be you.
Yeah, it'll be me. All right. Well, until then, have a great weekend.
You too.
And Uru.